Greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Within the last several weeks, a growing disenchantment is taking place specifically in Europe towards the American policies and America in general. What are the prophetic consequences of this interesting development? Let me read to you a few excerpts from some newspaper and magazine articles which were published this week, especially in Europe. First of all, here's an article from The Guardian, a British paper, dated September 22, titled Obama the Impotent. And it says, Europe has been increasingly critical of America's failures to live up to its global responsibilities. So far, the world has seen more symbolic gestures from the Obama administration than accomplishments. Its biggest achievement so far has been an example of disappointment. It goes on to say, Europe is leading, while the Obama administration is dragging its feet. The world is about to enter a challenging phase where the U.S. is going to rapidly cede its place at the head of the line. It appears that the wheels may be coming off the world's post-war leader. Now, these are strong words, strong warnings, if you please. Listen to this article from the Jerusalem Post, which was dated September 22. Everybody is saying no to the American president these days. It's not just that they are saying no, it's also the way they are saying no. The Saudis twice said no to his request for normalization gestures toward Israel. The North Koreans said no to repeated attempts to talks by test-launching long-range missiles in April. Russia and China keep on saying no to tougher sanctions on Iran. The Iranians keep saying no to offers of talks by saying they are willing to talk about everything except a halt to uranium enrichment. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is saying no by refusing to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu until Israel freezes all settlement construction. The Israelis said no by refusing to agree to a settlement freeze or even a settlement moratorium, and just today the ambassador to the UN, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, said no to the United States insofar as Iran is concerned, and he said, well, we are going to attack Iran if the major powers, including the United States, don't come up with an acceptable solution in this regard. Notice this article from the Financial Times, dated September 21. A growing rift between the U.S. and Europe is overshadowing Tuesday's United Nations Climate Change Summit in New York. European officials say the Obama administration lacks focus. Notice this one by the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, a paper in Germany. On his trip through Europe in April, Obama's message of change and hope put many under a spell. But now there is disenchantment among the majority of Americans and also among people around the world. In Copenhagen, people will put about as much trust in American leadership as they do in believing that the U.S. will live up to its promise to close Guantanamo by January. You all heard about the decision by Mr. Obama to, as the Spiegel Online wrote it, scrapping his predecessor's plans for a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. But the reaction was mixed, and I'd like to read to you from some of the German papers. It says that they see it in such a way that Russia might not interpret the move as a conciliatory gesture to improve strained U.S.-Russian relations, but rather as a sign of weakness. And so we have this comment by Die Welt. It does raise a question of whether this policy is, in the end, dangerous. The other problem is that it leaves much of Central Europe disappointed. People there are afraid of being abandoned again. The Financial Times Deutschland wrote again, just how risky Obama's bet is can be seen from Moscow's celebrations of the cancellation of the missile plans. Diplomats are pounding their chests and boasting that Obama's buckling was a logical consequence of their refusal to compromise on the issue. For Obama, it will be a very expensive decision. In terms of domestic politics, that he is exposing himself to accusations of being a wimp and damaging the country's security. In terms of foreign politics, he is snubbing two allies, the Czech Republic and Poland, who view the cancellation of the missile shield as a betrayal. Moscow has the upper hand now. And so on and on it goes. Disenchantment, disappointment with the Obama administration, with America as a whole, the idea that America's leadership is gone, that it's going to be replaced more and more by Europe. And that, my friends, is in fact a very interesting development. Listen to this article, which was published by the EU Observer on September 21. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has suggested that if the Irish people vote against the Lisbon Treaty a second time, a group of European Union member states could move to create a quote-unquote core Europe in order to implement the treaty. Various politicians and academics have advocated the idea of an inner core of EU member states drive forward with deeper integration via the development of a new organization, often described as a European Federation, alongside the existing European Union. Some experts believe that even if the Irish approve the treaty, such a move remains inevitable as the Union expands beyond 27 member states. The Bible has long prophesied that that is exactly what is going to happen. It ultimately will boil down to 10 European nations or groups of nations which will lead Europe. And it also boils down to a most powerful bloc, much more powerful, believe it or not, than the United States of America is today. And we will find that America's leading role in the world will decrease, while Europe's leading role in the world will increase under the leadership of 10 nations or groups of nations, or if you please, a core Europe. Looking at these developments as they develop in a parallel fashion, it is amazingly interesting and reassuring to see how biblical prophecy, which was written more than 2,000 years ago, is coming to pass, because these are prophecies for us today. For you to learn more about what is actually going to happen, please review some of our many pieces of literature. For instance, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, or Europe in Prophecy, or The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. All these pieces are posted on our web, and you can also ask for hard copies if you so desire. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.